There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Hang on a minute, we're trying to get Sean. I've got him. I'm texting him. We're texting back and forth. So I don't, and he's, that's the number that he wants us to use. And, anyway, and he's listening to the show. So we're trying to call you, Sean. And as soon as we get Sean Maloney, we'll have Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I've been carrying these things for 4 years. The paddle holster, especially the OSH paddle holster, will do pretty much everything you want it to do. Works good as a concealed carry holster. If you have to go out in the open, you have the retention. No. That's here. Let me try that one more time, too. Typing it in now. Try that one. Even when I'm typing, I got to talk because we have these alarms built in as we pull the curtain back. they work. They're indestructible. They have a lifetime warranty. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I think, are you getting anywhere with that? Because he's wanting to know a number to try to call us. Okay. Thanks to the modern marvels of 21st century communications, everything has gone swimmingly. I am joined again by Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I've got a question for you. I've been having this related to me by various people that listen to the show. You would be the guy to talk to, especially if you guys cover this. I actually saw it brought up in a forum about Second Call Defense, because I think maybe you guys have dealt with this. With a defender out there that maybe, you know, I carry SIGs when I'm carrying a stock gun, and I have a couple of sponsors that build really nice versions of Glocks that really make the Glock a really good self-defense gun, but they cost more than the average bear. How does Second Call Defense help a guy? Because with some people, when they have, if they shoot somebody into self-defense, they're going to take their gun for evidence. Is that a big issue with people that shoot people in self-defense?
You know, absolutely it is a big issue. And I tell people over and over again, have two of what you're carrying. And if you can't afford that, what's going to happen is as soon as you use your firearm in self-defense, the police are going to arrive, they're going to take your firearm, they're going to bag it and tag it, and that is evidence until everything's over. And then once you're acquitted or the charges are dismissed, maybe they'll give it back to you. If it in the meantime, we'll sue to get it back, or we'll simply replace the firearm, and we've done that for a gentleman in Philadelphia, actually, who uses firearm in self-defense. The police sees that firearm as evidence, and they don't think it's a good idea that he gets it back, although he was never charged with anything. So based on the gun and the cost of litigation for him, the best thing to do is just replace that firearm because, again, nobody was ever caught that attacked him. He was assaulted, knocked off his bicycle, and beat. And he's in his 60s, and they took the only gun he has away, and he makes that same bicycle trip every day to and from work. And so we made sure that,
What is the possible justification for having somebody exonerated, for somebody looking at, for a judge looking at you and telling you, yep, that was righteous, pal. Good self-defense. Good call. I'm glad you're okay. You are free to go. And then the cops saying, well, we saw that you've been exonerated and free to go, but we're not giving you the gun back. I mean, shouldn't there be some sort of penalty for law enforcement for doing that?
Well, there is. In fact, if you sue, like in the state of Ohio, it's not the same everywhere. If we have to sue to get a firearm back in the state of Ohio and we win our lawsuit and they kept it improperly, they're also paying attorney's fees. And at the same point in time, you don't know. I've had cases where I've won acquittals, and I've had a judge look at me, and I've said, Your Honor, they seized his firearm. I'd like to return to him now that he's been acquitted. Well, Mr. Maloney, I'm not saying this just because it's you, but I take this on a case-by-case basis, and I'm ordering that firearm destroyed. I would say, Your Honor, you can't do that. And I've had to take actions beyond that to get an injunction to enjoin him from restoring that firearm and get it returned. Now, after I started that those balls in motion, so to speak, that happened quickly, and the firearm was returned. But unfortunately, in America, you still have those anti-gun sentiments that you can't get around, you can't get by. I don't know what the desire is or the good feelings that people get from seizing other people's firearms, but it seems more often than not they try to do that. And that's why that protection was created with second call defense. Number one, a lot of the times, you really don't need a firearm until after you've used one. Had a client who had two people enter his house, a getaway driver. There's a shootout, self-defense shooting, one bad guy dead, one bad guy air carried to the hospital. Everybody knows where he lives. He's got thugs of the dead guy, thugs of the guy clinging to life, and they took his only firearm. And so we were able to get him another firearm the next day. But it's important to know that you want to try to have two of those guns, but if for whatever reason it's been seized and you can't get it back, and we're there for you as the second call defense as a company also for our members, and we've used that on occasion.
It really is just not intuitive, is it at all? With somebody like that, with this guy, everybody, I guess the law enforcement said, good deal, dude, but we got to take your gun. This doesn't mean you can't have a gun. It just means you can't have this gun. I mean, what? That's totally, I mean, if I was Spock, both of my eyebrows would be up.
Right, and you don't know why this happens? I'm going to try to find something in the file real quick, and I'll read it to you. So the police department wishes to advise you that under 588 of the Pennsylvania Code of Criminal Procedure, you have a right to petition the court for the return of your property. So they're telling me you can petition to do it, but they don't think it's a good idea. In reference to your communication requesting the return of your firearm in police custody, the police department does not deem it feasible to comply with your request.
Does that mean they've already destroyed it or sold it or defaced it or taken it home or what?
Your guess is as good as mine. But but just be aware that those are out there, and it doesn't happen anywhere. And they may have a justifiable reason for doing that, but there's a cost to get to that point. And when it's diminishing returns, and now we're going to be battling in court for months and months and months, let's just get the firearm back and move on.
This is something that Second Call Defense does take care of with so it's really, truly, with Second Call Defense, It is actually something that can be ongoing for quite some time, isn't it, once you have to shoot somebody?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't end. And anybody who thought that in May, when I received the last phone call from our client at 1:30 a.m., I knew it wasn't over. And then suddenly, everything, for all intents and purposes, was returned to him, no charges, but they didn't give him back the firearm. They gave him his concealed carry permit back, his holster back, his ammunition back, but they didn't return his firearm. And I said, well, there's probably a procedure. Nine times out of ten now, even though the police have checked you out when they seize your firearm and you can legally own a firearm, if they've had it for any amount of time, they require a NICS check now to return your own property.
How about that?
And I said, you know, maybe you have to have a NICS check. I said, maybe there's a certain time you have to go there to the evidence room to have it open. And I said, write the letter, follow the procedure, and then if something happens, just let us know. And, well, something did happen. They don't want to return it. And so we just took it upon ourselves just to provide the means available for him to purchase another firearm.
SecondCallDefense.org. That's where you need to go. Lock and load for a free month. We'll be right back. My guest from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. We're going pure Second Call Defense this hour. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Coming from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code has four lines that I have paid very, and I have examples of all of these. I have DC-3, I have the original line, I have the Scorpion line, and now I have the Contact series. And all of these things, when all of the old stuff folds in on the new stuff and takes the new stuff, and it just seems like genius. And it has to do, a lot to do with people like Jesse Lockhart and Robin Knapp and all the development people that are there. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. I was being asked in the chat room, Sean, if a judge is actually breaking the law when they get out there and say, good shoot, way to go, glad you're okay, not giving you back the gun.
I wouldn't say he's in breaking law, but he's probably, or he is, he or she is probably misinterpreting what the law is. Let's take it that way.
Okay. That's sort of abusing their position, too, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, at points in times, and you never know, maybe they don't know what the law is to a certain extent. For years and years, I represented people in downtown Cincinnati for open carry. And it has been a law in the state of Ohio for probably 100 years that open carry is legal, and you don't have to have a permit to do that. Yet people were getting arrested on a daily basis sometimes for open carrying. And they didn't realize that the open carry is legal. No, it's not. Well, why'd you arrest him? He had a gun. Well, he's allowed to have a gun. And then you show him the law, and they look at you like you have two heads because they didn't realize it.
Now, let me ask you a question. In the case of this, recently we saw this case with Lucky Gunner, right, where the parents of one of the Aurora shooter victims sued Lucky Gunner at the behest of at the behest of the Brady campaign. And they lost the lawsuit. It got tossed out. And now they're on the hook for the legal fees of Lucky Gunner. Is there anything like that that can be done to law enforcement? Or do they get exempted from all that? Because, hey, we're law enforcement. It's okay if we make mistakes, even if it's because we don't know what we're talking about.
Used to be. They had immunity from suit. But in the case, it's probably 3 months old now. Maybe 4 months old, Northrop versus Toledo.
Right.
A federal court case that states that you can't stop somebody for open carrying. Guns and firearms are so prevalent throughout America and throughout Ohio that you don't have a right to even approach people and ask them what's going on. And so you have to ignore the fact that someone is open carrying a firearm can't give rise to anything. And why that's important is because the federal court said when the Northrops were suing the police officer personally that, yep, you're supposed to know the law and you can be sued personally. You can't be protected by immunity. So now that a police officer, for improperly enforcing the law or not knowing the law, could be personally sued, and that's a huge, huge shield that we all have. And you have to remember, that's federal law. That's not,
right.
That's not the state of Ohio. And because of that, you know, people have to, you know, think twice. But then again, with the people out there swatting, you got to remember they're getting reports, and so you can't ignore reports because all of a sudden you ignore the wrong report and something happens and it puts our law enforcement in a terrible, terrible position. They're just trying to do their jobs and enforce the law, and these people are making it difficult. You know, we go back in Ohio all the way back to 2004. We've been fighting Bloomberg's Moms Demand Actions and Gun Sense in America and the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence for swatting since 2004, and even before that. In 2004, they argued, well, you don't need to be concealed carrying. Open carry is legal. As soon as concealed carry became legal, well, open carry shouldn't be legal. And you go back and forth, and so they call the police, and they say man with a gun or whatever it is, and, you know, they leave the scene or they stay there. But you know what? They're going to probably be accomplices found guilty of a conspiracy to obstruct justice. There's any number of things. I mean, you know that these people can legally do that. But when you're being told to leave the scene and run, you're putting people's lives in danger. You're putting citizens' lives in danger. You're putting police officers' lives in danger. And essentially, these people are committing crimes and can potentially be taking our lives as law-abiding gun owners who happen to be open carrying.
Now, you touched on the swatting thing. Now, if I call 911 and do something like, hey, is your refrigerator running? Well, you better go and catch it. I have heard of instances where they come down on you for needlessly tying up 911. If they go out there and do something like what, where was it in the Walmart with the young black fella that had the BB gun that got swatted and they killed him as they rolled in on him? Where was that at?
Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Okay. So that was in your, in your neck of the woods. Shouldn't that guy that made that phone call, shouldn't he be charged with some sort of being an accessory to manslaughter or something like that, at the very least?
You know, I'm not sure what, if anything, they did. I listened to all the 911 calls I was given access at by people that were involved in the case, and I listened to all the 911 calls, and certainly everything was blown out of proportion. And I think the gentleman admitted that he may have exaggerated what was going on. But certainly, you know, there could be, and in some cases there probably should be charges and it should be investigated. But then you got to look at, you know, the prosecutor's looking at, can they win it, what's going to be accomplished. But essentially, you know, we lost a human life because of, I think, improperly and probably inaccurate 911 calls, whether intentional or unintentional. Again, that's all caused by the anti-gun media and the news people out there stirring the pot and causing problems like that. It just doesn't happen on its own. You know, the fire is continually being stoked, and we as law-abiding gun owners have to remember that. And this is what they forget, Bill. Concealed carry holders in America, based on the 11 million plus of us out there, now that they can statistically track what we're doing through the CDC and the FBI Uniform Crime Reports, we are the safest, most law-abiding segment of society, bar none. But they never tell you that.
Oh, no.
Attack concealed carry holders as the murderers and things like that. But if they look at the statistics, they would know that. But again, why don't they look at statistics? Because they don't care. They want our guns, and they want all our guns because they want the power. That's what people forget. We still have the ability to tell these progressives and tell these people on the far, far left no, and they don't like that. And we still have that ability because we can back it up.
Yeah, I know. I know they don't like it. That I sort of get a giggle out of that. And let's see, what was that case again? Do I have a link to it? I'll have to look that up for you there, guest 909. It had a lot. It made a lot of the press and everything with this Ohio shooting that happened in the Walmart. We're coming up on the next break. SecondCallDefense.org. Promo code lock and load gets you the first month free. Even if you paid full price for a year, it's less than $100 to have your own, you know, peace of mind as you carry a gun out there. Less than the cost of a decent holster to carry your self-defense weapon around in. On the monthly basis, it's one trip not going to Starbucks, right?
And how can you read the paper once and not think you need this? And that's why it was created, because it's the right thing to do for all of us.
Okay. And we're going to hammer that home when we get back. My guest, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Well, we're actually, I talked to somebody about what you want to do with them, Sean. They are attracting attention in a lot of different ways just because of their reliability, their warranty, and the fact they don't break. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I talked to them the other day, except I'm trying to get you hooked up with the big dog, which is, I think, what you actually need. Joining me again is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Are you still there?
I sure am.
Okay. Question for you, if I may. Now, going back to this whole swatting phenomena, okay, is this, okay, I know they've got to take a report and everything, but I mean, is it a matter of time before, I know there's nothing legislatively in place, I haven't heard of this happening yet. Has anybody made a law to where that's illegal?
You know, it's already, there's already plenty of laws that protect against that, making improper police reports. And like I said, you know, conspiracy, and there's a number of different laws, you know, but it comes down to the intent, and that's the hard thing to prove is what was the mental intent? Did you knowingly and properly call 911 with a man with a gun or a guy with a gun? So it all comes down, I think, to what the intent is, the mental intent. Again, conspiring to obstruct justice is just one thing that's out there. So if they, and that's probably why they're being told to run away, make these calls and then don't be around. Because if they are around, well, and then they say the wrong thing, they realize that it was swatting and they're wasting a police officer's time and they're endangering lives. And when these police officers could be four blocks away saving a life, they're running to a phone call about a problem that doesn't exist. And certainly you're obstructing justice there. And so there's, you know, unauthorized uses of the telephone. There's a million things probably you could do that. Again, this is a case where we really don't need any more laws. We just need to enforce the existing laws. And when it all comes down to the mental state and their state of mind, and that's going to be the determining factor. And if they're not there when the police get there, of course, again, they're going to respond because you know what's going to happen if they don't.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. And this is what it reminds me of, okay? And if you don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole, you tell me this. But this sort of looks to me the way it is being done and the way they're advocating it, this is the gun grabber 21st century method of lynching gun grabber or gun owners.
Well, I agree. I agree with that 100%.
Okay.
Essentially, if you think about it, they're enticing to put a legal concealed carry holder or a legally open carrying citizen of America in danger of losing their lives. You know, and they're rolling the dice and saying, hey, maybe this time something's going to happen. Maybe this time the Walmart's going to happen. You don't know. And so really, you know, you're essentially, and they've made comments that, you know, that if you see a person with a gun, you know, shoot them. I've seen those in various articles. You know, if you see someone carrying a firearm in public openly or concealed and you have any doubts about their net, call 911 immediately and ask police to come to the scene. Now, remember, so now you have a police officer getting, who knows, secondhand from a 911 operator. Their adrenaline is dumping. Their norepinephrine is rushing through their system. They're getting tunnel vision when they're rolling up to the scene. They're jumping out of the cars and who knows what's going to happen. They're all hyped up. Maybe you don't know what their last call was before they got this bogus call, but now
right. They're
jumping out of a car and someone could do the wrong thing and someone puts their hand on a gun and an innocent person can die. So essentially, you know, they're enticing or maybe they're rolling the dice and hoping that at some point in time, an innocent gun owner is going to die.
Well, they openly advocate for that, don't they? There's a radio host named something Malloy down in Georgia. And after they passed all of these laws regarding the carry of guns in Georgia, where they call it guns everywhere there, he was out there. He did a little monologue where he got out there and said, well, if I see you and I know you have a gun, I'm going to feel threatened and I can have a gun. So I'm going to pull my gun and I'm going to kill you because you threaten me. They're advocating and almost celebrating getting law-abiding gun owners killed.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's what they're doing, and they're saying that overtly, and I guess on the Facebook pages. Of course, the extreme pirates behind a keyboard that can't stand up to anybody, are advocating this, and so you're 100% right. So when does it stop, and when does this radio personality take responsibility for what he's doing?
Well, I've offered, and I had listeners that actually would contact him in his listening area. I've offered to have him on the show to talk about this, and he goes ad hominem and quite vulgar about it. So, I mean, that's where they're at. That's exactly what they do. So I didn't expect him to say, yeah, I would welcome the chance to do a nice, reasonable, civil debate over my position. But I'm waiting for somebody to get charged. I'm waiting. As far as I'm concerned, the coalition, and it doesn't surprise me they get away with it. We got Farrakhan's group out there saying, hunt down, stalk all of those that kill us and kill them. Nothing being done to him. Nothing's being done to him. We got the Black Lives Matter people out there saying, pigs in a blanket, go ahead and roast them. Nothing being done about them. Then when something did happen here recently with two cops, so they're out there saying, oh, we didn't mean it. So for these guys to get out there and do this, it doesn't surprise me they're doing it and getting away with it. But somewhere along the lines, we got to draw the line here.
Well, and that's why our government has to cease with the gun-free zones, has to stop keeping us from exercising our right to self-defense. We're in a situation and we're in a society where the police and the government overtly tells us specifically that they don't have the authority and that they will not, it's not their job to protect us. Our personal protection is our own, but don't pass a law that prohibits my protecting myself and my family. And so concealed carry, it's almost, you know, you're crazy if you don't. You have to defend yourself, and you have to have the ability to defend yourself. Why
right.
wait on the government to help you in a 911 call when they've already told you that they won't and they don't have to? Take care of yourself. Protect yourself and others. The more law-abiding citizens, law-abiding gun owners on the street, the safer we all are. And it's proven over and over and over again, more guns, less crime, and for some reason, they're still fighting that and is fighting against it. But if you look at more firearms ever before in the history of America, the least amount of accidental shootings, crime is plummeting. You know, 25-30% violent crimes are going down, unless you're in, you know, parts of Maryland and Baltimore where, you know, it's still lawlessness and people don't have the ability to protect themselves. Well, then it's
right.
the total opposite. But again, facts don't matter to these people.
And yet, you on a constant basis, you actually are active in programs with the Buckeye Firearms Association, the FASTER program, and all that other stuff where you set up what, you know, you're setting up something to enhance safety, but you're also setting up a mechanism that's going to provide more statistics on our side later on down the road, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And Tim Knight also, he just attended the first school shield training program for the National Rifle Association. He's intimately familiar now about how we're hardening targets. And what Tim Knight's doing out there also is very important to all of us. He and I both are on the same page with a number of different things. We'll be hitting the campaign trail again together in Virginia coming up. We're passionate about what we're doing. We want to make sure that we get the pro-gun people in office. We want to make sure that the word gets out and that people are educated. And most importantly, we have to get each other off the couch. Come election time, I don't want to hear anybody whining. It's time to get up, call your friends, and go vote. People are, you know, don't be down in the dumps. Don't think that your vote doesn't matter, because if the same amount of people that would have turned out and voted against Obama during this last election did the first time, Obama would have lost. He would not.
If the gun owners had showed up.
Exactly. Now, think about this, and this is what scares me.
I tell you what, we'll talk about that when we come. We got 20 seconds before we go into the next break. Secondcalldefense.org, promo code lock and load, gets you the first month free. That takes it down to $88 for the year. And then you're covered, and you're covered about everything that we've talked about so far, them taking your gun, bail, you know, getting out of jail, counseling, your legal defense, all of that for $8 a month. SecondCallDefense.org. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is, it's the primary holster I carry. It's the only holster I carry in mass. I have literally boxes of them, and I use them all. For varying degrees of, they have varying purpose because they're so modular. It's modularity personified. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. And, we've been talking about a little bit of stuff. And where were we going? And my mind just left me. Where were we going to go with this?
It's great when two ADHD people get on a radio together. We can go on for hours, and I understand that. And I appreciate your listeners to stick around. Where I was going is I wanted to remind people, and you reminded people, that if we gear up and we get the 5 million members of the NRA, ILA, Chris Cox fires up the Institute for Legislative Action, Glenn Caroline gets them going, all the other pro-gun organizations out there, we get off the couch and we get going, we can take back the White House. And people need to understand that. We just need to get out and vote and don't be discouraged. Now think about this, and this is what scares me as an attorney, and it should scare everybody who can think about it. We're about to lose any number of Supreme Court justices. Right now we have a 5-4 margin sometimes. Think about when you flip that, what's going to happen. And when these things happen, folks, it's the rest of our lives, our kids' lives, and for generations. We owe it to the future of America and to our children and our grandchildren to make sure that we get the right president in that White House, the right Congress in Washington, D.C., to make sure that we don't lose the Supreme Court and things don't go totally off the rails. And we have the ability to do that as gun owners, and we have our duty to do that.
I'm being asked in the chat room, what state was that in which law enforcement was cited for not knowing the law?
It was in the state of Ohio. It was Toledo, Ohio, and it's Northrop versus Toledo, and it's a federal case. So even though it's a federal case, it applies federally to more than just Ohio, so I always point that out. But then think about the position that police officers are in. They got to be able to interpret federal law now to enforce the state law. But shortly after that came out, Attorney General DeWine in Ohio issued a memo to the police departments letting them know what that opinion meant to their duty to be law enforcement officers. And I'm sure – well, I can't say I'm sure, but I know that in many states similar memos like that were out there. But there's just as many probably that have no clue. So that was Northrop versus Toledo.
Well, I mean, I would think that as a law enforcement officer, if I roll up on somebody and I'm pulling out the handcuffs – and I'm saying, you're under arrest. Don't I have to level a charge at them for putting them under arrest? Don't I have to tell them why they're under arrest? And shouldn't I be pretty much right about that?
Sounds like you read the opinion.
Okay.
Yes, they do. And that was the course of that. And say, hey, wait a minute. The gun owner, the guy walking down the street with his wife and his dog knew the law. you have to know the law also. And all those charges that were leveled against them, and then the sergeant rolled up later and didn't do anything to stop it, and that's where the liability came about. Yeah, you got to know the law. You know, they dropped all these charges, but Mr. Northrop says, no, this isn't going to go away. And he goes, I want my pound of flesh. You know, my evening was ruined. I was arrested, and you can imagine. And that's when that opinion came out. And like I said, now when a police officer is doing his job also, again, it's a double-edged sword. I'm pro-police officers. I'm very bothered by what's going on in America. People, we have to realize that badge doesn't represent the shirt that's on. That badge doesn't represent that police officer. That badge represents each and every one of us, the law-abiding citizen that they're sworn to protect and make sure they enforce the law. So we got to be behind them. But at this point in time also, we're telling them if you don't do your job properly, that there is consequences, just like there's consequences for you and I.
Well, I mean, and there's consequences for anybody that doesn't do their job properly, isn't there? I mean, with their particular job, that's just another thing that goes along with it that makes it sort of you got to exercise a bit of caution. But I don't think most of law enforcement falls in that category that are the problem, although they seem to get the press, just like criminals do, don't they?
Again, whenever they can sell newspapers or get their blog posts going and fired up, they're easy to attack. You know, and another thing, if we get Brad Pitt, Angela Jolie, if we get Joe Perry from Aerosmith, Johnny Depp, Clint Eastwood, James Earl Jones, Bruce Willis, Ted Nugent, of course, Tom Selleck, all these people that are pro-gun celebrities out there, side by side, knocking on doors with us, there's no way that we can lose. And so we have a lot of tools in our tool belt for this upcoming election in 2016. Right now it's all good fun listening to the Don and the fighting that's going on amongst them, but when it comes right down to it, we got to make sure that we take America back. And I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't think that doesn't need to happen. And I want to make sure, again, I want to bring up Tim Knight because him and I, we've kind of made it our personal mission to pick certain areas of the United States or certain states where we can go out and make a difference and knock on doors and get on radios and make sure that elections have the consequences that we need them to have and that we get a good government.
You know, one of the things about what you and Tim Knight have done in the past and everything, when I look at Colorado, I get a lot of flack because I'm out there, and I believe elections still matter. And I don't believe there's enough voting fraud going on to where if everybody got on deck and actually did a concerted effort that we could be beat back. I just think the numbers are just too imposing. And I take a lot of flack because people are like, Bill, it's all bought and paid for. You just don't know what you're talking about. You're just a shill. And one of the things I'm beginning to think is some of these people need to just shut up, because when you've got a voter turnout of, what, 30-some-odd percent, and then somebody wins it, and somebody gets out there and says, well, that was fixed. Well, if 64% of everybody that can vote stays home, I don't know how much fixing needs to be done.
You're absolutely right, and that's the main thing. Heck, if you get over 20% in any precinct in America, you're doing well. Of course, when the numbers come in 100% one way or another. But, you know, one of our biggest dangers also we have to take a look at is mail-in only ballots. And, again, I think it's Oregon now, and I know it's a problem in Colorado. How do you overcome mail-in ballot fraud? But, again, you're right, and I believe with you 100%, if those other 64% or whatever they are get off the couch, you can't possibly rig an election to the point in time where you can overcome that. Because now, can you imagine, now when everybody can say, wait a minute, I just talked to all my friends, and unless they're lying to me, we all voted for the same person. How can this be? And then when everybody can say that we all voted, and that's not who we voted for, again, that gives them a little bit more teeth into the election and get some more buy-in. But that's what's important. We need to exercise our right to vote, and we need to use it at the ballot box before we can complain about anything else, voter fraud or anything else. If we're not voting, we can't say one way or another what would have, could have, or should have happened.
Don't you think that in Colorado, with that recall, with as much they outspent you guys 22-1? Don't you think that if the fix could have been bought, it would have been purchased at about 6 or 7-1?
Oh,
and they can't. The thing is, they can spend all the money they want. You guys went out door to door, and you just laid out the case, and then everybody, you know, they're watching their media buys, and the media buys don't vote. How come I know this? You know what? We're about to run out of time. I can't even get into this. We'll have to cover this again. We'll probably do next week almost 100% of this kind of stuff, because I'm getting tired of being told, well, it doesn't matter, man. It just doesn't matter. I'm getting tired of that. I look at Colorado, and I say, it does. It does matter. It does make a difference. And, you know, you guys, in where I live in South Carolina, we had a 26-year veteran of the House turned out because the Americans for Prosperity went door to door and they pulled off an upset in 2010.
That's what. Who are you going to listen to?
Guy was out of money. Mick Mulvaney was out of money. He still won.
A 30-second radio spot, or you listen to your neighbor at your front door. And that's
right.
What it comes down to.
Yeah.
And you know, let's not forget, I remind people, take a look at the newspapers, take a look at what's going on around you, and make sure you're prepared to defend yourself after you defend yourself. And that's why Second Call Defense was created, because it was so important that we just have the ability to do the right thing. And I appreciate everything you do for us, Bill, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Second Call Defense. You can catch them at secondcalldefense.org. You can catch Sean here every Wednesday, because that's the Second Call Defense hour that we're doing. Sort of like, I don't know, back in the old days, was it flower companies used to have the hour? Now it's Second Call Defense, because he defends the most righteous people on the planet, the most law-abiding, the gun carriers nationwide, with the best comprehensive program out there, with the biggest bang for the buck you can imagine at secondcalldefense.org. I will be in touch with you, sir.
Look forward to hearing from you. Don't forget, folks, lock and load, and your first month's free.
Roger that. I will be in touch. Thank you, sir. Here we go. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.